6 in the parak of Yevamos Mishnah Beis. Shtei Yevamos means two women that are married to two brothers. Zoi Ameres Meis Baile. Vezoi Ameres Meis Baile. Each one says, my husband died. So the Maisa we learned before that Yevama cannot testify for her Yevama because they don't get along with one another. So Zu Asur Ibn Baile Shel Zu. Vezoi Asur Ibn Baile Shel Zu. Each wife is also to get remarried because even though she testifies that her own husband is dead, but she has to be choshesh that her husband's brother is alive. Her sister said that her husband's brother died. Not her sister, her Yevama said that her husband's brother died. The Yevama is not true, but believed in respect to her. So basically, each one we believe that her husband died, and each of them we do not believe that the husband's brother died. And therefore, they have to wait till they clarify the situation. If one of them has witnesses that the other husband died, and this is my colleague, as we're showing you what it means, it's one witness or two witnesses. The one who has witnesses that her husband died, so she's Asura. Why is she Asura? Because she has witnesses, one or two witnesses that her husband died, but she doesn't have witnesses that her Yavam died. That's only on the testimony of her Yavama, which is not believed. It's She'en La'edim Muteris. The one that does not have Edim is Muteris. Why? Because she doesn't have Edim, but she's believed to say that her husband died. What about the concern that she has a Yavam, that we have a witness, or two witnesses that are saying that the Yavam died, so we're not relying on her Yavama, we're relying on outside Edim, which helps over here. As we said, over here is the Machlokes, the Rambam says it's enough to have one Edim, and the Rosh says you need two Edim, because since these Edim are being made in non-respect to Mata the woman, but respect to Mata her Yavama, that is a different type of Edim, which needs two Edim. Okay, Lizoy Bonim, Lizoy Ein Bonim. One of these Yevamas has sons and one does not. Sheyesh Levonim Muteris. The one who has sons is Muteris because she knows her husband died and she doesn't need Yevam because she has sons. Sheyesh Levonim Asura. The one that does not have children, she's Asura because she has to be concerned that her Yevam, her husband's brother, is still alive. Nisyabmu Umesu HaYevamim. Nisyabmim means that there were other brothers here. So basically, one brother of each of these husbands went to Chutz Lartz, and we're not sure if he's alive or dead. But there was another brother here. So they did Yivam with the other brother. Once they did Yivam, they married to the second brother. Now the second brother died, and now we have a concern if that other Yavam that went to Medina Yam is alive. There's a third brother. One brother died, the second brother did Yibam, there's a third brother, which we're not sure if he's alive or dead. We do have a testimony that he's dead, but the testimony didn't help them because it was from the Yavamim. Since we already relied on the testimony that they're both dead, that the ones that went to Medina Sayyam are dead, so we can rely on that also in respect to the next Yibam, that he's dead. In other words, we're saying like this: if two brothers went to Medina Sayyam and their two wives are here, so we do not, and both wives say that we know that our husband died, so that both wives, each one independently, is believed in respect to the fact that her husband died for themselves, but they're not believed to say that they died to permit the other person to Yibum. But once these women did get remarried, they married a third brother. They did even with a third brother. So basically, we accepted the testimony that their husbands died. So that's what Rebbe Lezer says. And once we accept the testimony that the husband died, then we don't say, well, now you have to be choshesh still afterwards that the second brother's alive. Once we've acted on this testimony and both wives got remarried, that even if they need to do even again, we don't have to be choshesh that the Yavam is alive.